Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City.
Hello, peeps.
Good morning.
We are back for another episode of the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show. And today we're going to talk about an important run form thing. Mm-hmm. But before we do, we've had several people suggest that we do YouTube with this.
Oh, gosh.
And it's like, yeah, but you guys could see me right now.
Oh.
You know, I'm in pajamas and, you know, I've just brushed my teeth for poor Liz. That's the only thing. And drank some coffee. There's no sprucing up here. So I'm thinking, yeah, that would be a challenge, especially considering I've got a funny story to tell you. So this, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I showed up to work without my top on. Without my top. So
what?
This is what happened. So I have this, I know, I have this outfit that's like a, it's Beyond Yoga brand. It's like a jumper. So it's like a one piece,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's inconvenient for using the bathroom. So when I'm running around my house getting ready and like eating breakfast or whatever, I just keep it down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so, and it was really cold that day. And so I threw on my puffer and got to work. And the clinic was a little cold, so with my first patient, I left my puffer on for half of the appointments. But then I start to heat up. So I unzip my puffer, and I'm like, what is this breeze? And I look down, and my jumper is at my waist, and my top, you know, and my top. Now, I was like, my patient looks up at me. She's like, oh my God, what? But, and it, I had a sports bra underneath it, which is no big deal because, you know, I run outside with just a sports bra. So it's not like I'm...
That was not my visual. Just for the
I set up the story just like that because I wanted you to wonder.
Oh, my God.
But, and of course, this is a female patient that I have had for, you know, on and off for years. And so we both laughed hysterically. But if it had been someone like her husband or I have some other male... conservative male patients. And in that setting, it's not like we're outside running or in a workout gym. In that setting, it's a little startling.
It'd be quite awkward.
I know.
So I have a story about that. So so I was home by myself one day and I had just taken a shower and the door, so there was a knock on the door. And so I just threw on like a zip up top. It was like a jacket. And I went out and answered the door and it was a dad of one of Casey's close friends and he's from Western Kansas and I guess Western Kansas drop-ins are like a thing. Like, you know, you go around and visit the neighbors or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Aww.
So he's standing and chatting and, you know, we're chatting for quite some time and I start to get hot because it's like hot outside. Like I'm unzipping and it's like, I have nothing on underneath and I'm standing there and we're talking and all of a sudden I'm like, it's unzipped and there's nothing underneath here. We've been talking for like 10 minutes. Like, here they are, my friend.
Could you see everything or was it just a little?
It was a little, so I knew. And I'm sure, like, if you had looked, he could have seen. But he's a talker and, like, I don't, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like, here I am on my front porch, just the girls flailing about while I'm chatting with my friend's dad.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. So, what's the lesson in this? Attention. I don't know. So for me, it was like, where is my mind right now? Like, focus, concentrate. I think there's just so many things going on in my life enough to be like, let that thing slide. So with that patient, I looked at her. I'm like, do you trust me to continue with your physical therapy today? Because I'm not sure my head's screwed on today. I was like, do you feel safe?
Do you feel safe with your PT?
Yeah. Who, like, is half naked and left her head at home. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, thankfully, she wasn't a new patient. Anyway, it worked out. But, okay, so our topic today. This is one that I really like to... when we do, my run clinics, this is a form topic that I like to discuss. So, and train everybody on. So if you've ever been to like a race and watched people, especially at the end of a race, like a marathon or any kind of run race, but even during, and some people just do this, you know, they're looking down. Your gaze starts looking down. They look down at their feet and you know what, they start to shuffle and there's people who just even always just look down at the road right in front of them. And that is not a good technique for efficiency with running. A couple things happen. It's like where your eyes go, your head goes, and the rest of your body sort of follows. Mm-hmm. And so you start to stoop forward a little bit, your shoulders come forward, and what that does to sort of the rib cage is it shrinks it down a little bit, so we don't have as much room for like lung and our chest to expand where our lungs are. So that's an impact there. But the biggest thing is that I don't know that people realize when you gaze up or forward, you know, straight forward, you activate the posterior chain. So your muscles of your back, your glute, your hamstrings, your calves, all the way down. That's what the posterior chain is. So it's your whole backside of your body. And so in whether you're tired or, you know, trying to run fast, if you aren't giving that boost to those posterior chain muscles, you're not helping to activate them through the nervous system, they're going to be less likely to contract for you. They're already, you know, tired. You're already trying to work it. Now, they're still going to contract. It's not like they're completely turned off and you're like a floppy bug. Okay. And don't take this like, oh, well, if I just gaze ahead, I don't need to work on my glute strength. Okay. No. So it's not a replacement for, it's just an assistance to help those muscles activate. And it certainly will decrease their efficiency and activation if we're looking and gazing down. So my recommendation is that people look about 20 feet ahead, and then you think, well, I might stumble over a rock or a pothole or something. It's like, well, but if you're always gazing 20 feet ahead, you're seeing what's coming up. Now, if you're trail running, it's a little bit different. It's almost like you gotta switch the gaze down, up, down, up, down, up, because, you know, sometimes you can't even see 20 feet ahead of you, you know, and a lot of times in those trail races, there's a body in front of you. So it's a little different with that, but I'm going to be talking here about road running, and it still applies to trail running. You just have to be a little bit more, back and forth with it. But on the road, so at races, I'm always like, you know, what can you say to this these people, you know, don't say you're almost there.
Oh God.
Don't say you look good, because you're not almost there and you don't look good. But I always say eyes ahead, and it's so cute because people will, they'll go, oh yeah, and they'll look ahead, but then 2 seconds later their head drops back down. But I just want to run along with them and say, you know what? give them this little podcast and be like, you know, here's why. Maybe that'll help you remember, help you keep looking ahead. So try it when you're tired. Try it when I have people work on form and they've learned the different components. I like to have people like cycle through. It's like, okay, start with your eyes. Oh, where's your eyes? Where's your jaw? Is it relaxed? Go to the shoulders, go to the abs, go to the hips, go to the knees, go to the ankles, go to the feet. Like, and just kind of cycle up and down, mm-hmm. up and down. Mm-hmm. But the eyes have it. So there you go.
That's so interesting.
Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together.
Until next time.